You are listening to the WADT podcast. Today, we begin a new series called Transformed. For this series, we are collaborating with Thye Hua Kwan Moral Charities, a non-profit organization that provides assistance to the elderly, the sick, the families, children, and persons with disabilities through many different programs and services. One of which is the Brotherhood program, where men who have caused hurt to their loved ones are helped to resolve their issues with anger and aggression. Throughout this series, you will hear very real and personal stories of adversity, courage, and victory told by those who live these experiences. With us today to share their stories are Firdaus and Suresh. Welcome to both of you to WADT, and thank you very much for being willing to share your story. Okay. Let me start with Firdaus. Can you share with us what brought you to that program in the first place?
I was having this issue for a long time. Since my first marriage, I have this issue already. I have anger management. And every time I get angry, I will do violence.
Where do you think this anger came from?
It starts when I'm very young. I was sentenced for juvenile, was sentenced to Muhammadiyah. So I need to fight to survive from Muhammadiyah. Then I went to RTC, Changi Prison, and DRC. So my life is full with violence.
Did you experience violence at home when you were growing up, meaning?
No, it's just a story, actually. A story when my late father beat up my sister and brother, but I didn't go through that.
So you had this a lot of anger within you, you know, and you have learned to use violence to maybe, you know, get what you want. What eventually brought you to the Brotherhood program? You know, who do you use violence against?
The last biggest problem is I use it to my wife. So I can't take it anymore. And I call the social worker, and they help me to solve my my problem, and they recommend me to join this Brotherhood.
I see. Oh, so you called the social worker, and so in other words, you reached out for help.
Yes, correct.
Wow, that is very noble of you. Thank you for doing that, because many people would not do that. You know, I think for most cases, the victim was the one who reports, right, to the calls for help and things like that. Can you tell us what made you want to do that? I mean, what made you, you know, reach out for help?
It happens a lot of times already. This is not the first time that I've done, then I reach out for help. It happens a lot of times already. Then I feel like enough is enough. I need to do something. I don't want to see my loved one being tortured by me, all this, you know, live with fear. When I beat up my wife, she passed out. So I was panicked. I called the police and I called the social worker.
As for you, Suresh, maybe you tell us about your experience in anger.
Yeah, actually, I, to be honest, I didn't really realize that I had this issue, for a very long time. You know, I always thought that getting angry was normal, and but I did come to a realization that at some point, you know, in the last 2 years, that you know, getting angry is normal, but it's how you deal with your anger that's important. And I started to feel that my reactions were completely not necessary and not in line with what I would say a normal person would do. So my background, I grew up in a family where, you know, there was a lot of domestic violence between my parents. You know, I would say it was mutual. It was not just my father hitting my mother, but it was also at sometimes my mother hitting my father first. So, you know, I grew up, you know, from an age of about 12 all the way till about 20. So about 8 to 10 years of my life, you know, I witnessed quite a lot of domestic violence at home. And, you know, there were many times, you know, as often as 3-4 times a week where I would have to step in and stop my parents from beating each other up or, you know, fighting. You know, I was just a 12-year-old boy, you know, going to school, and, you know, I kept everything inside me. I didn't talk about it to any single person. And then as my life slowly progressed and I started getting older, you know, I would exhibit, you know, anger management issues. I would get angry really fast. I would be very quick to use my hands and hit someone. That sort of went, you know, cascaded down into my marriage, and on occasions with my siblings as well, my sisters. The turning point was, I think for me, was about 1.5-2 years ago when I got into a pretty big argument with my younger sister. And that's when I realized that, you know, I needed help. I was just Googling, you know, doing a lot of desktop research on the internet about who could help me. You know, I went for therapy. And then that's when I found out that there was this brotherhood program that existed in Singapore for men who have caused hurt. And I contacted Ben, who leads this program. And that's how I started my journey with the brotherhood program.
You mentioned about the realization stage, right?
Yes.
At point of the state of your having to realize that you need to change, and is there a certain, is it went to a certain level where it is very bad that you realize that you must change? How did it happen?
Yes, it because previously, you know, it would be to a point where I would, you know, argue or maybe get into a minor fight, right? But the level of seriousness was not very high. But the incident with my sister was quite a serious incident where, you know, I would say there was injuries involved, you know, and that led me to really think through about what I was doing, causing harm, hurt to people. So yes, to answer your question, yes, it was quite a serious incident that made me realize that I needed to get help.
Is there any particular part of you, or that you find it was difficult to, you know, accept and make that change?
Yeah, I was feeling very, very guilty and upset with myself, because when this incident happened, I was upset that I was not in control of myself. You know, I was overwhelmed with anger to the point where my mind just shut down, you know, and I didn't think about the consequences of what I had done. So that was quite scary. So that's when I realized that I needed, you know, help.
You did a bit of physical violence, right, on
correct.
Your sister, right?
Yes, that's, yeah, so that's right.
Is there a certain consequence that you have to face from there?
Yeah, so there are consequences. The you know, the matter has been referred to the police, and you know, there have been investigations that are taking place. You know, we're not sure. I mean, the case is still under investigation, but there could potentially be a jail or a fine. Or it could be a warning, not sure yet, but.
Well, time for a very important message. There are many forms of abuse. They may be physical, emotional, or sexual in nature. Parents can also abuse their children by either physically or emotionally neglecting them. If you are the one using violence, we urge you to seek help to overcome your aggressive and violent tendencies. If you are being abused or know of someone who is, help is available. Please call the National Anti-Violence Helpline, 1-800-777-0000. Family violence is not a private matter. Everyone can play a part to stop it. You went through the Brotherhood program. Can you share with us what are some of the things you learned about yourself, and what are some of the things you learned, you know, in terms of managing your anger and violent tendencies?
I learned how to control, give more time for myself. Let's say if I get angry, I don't straight away do something, take action. I just need that few more seconds to relax and think. There's one time that I was have a big fight with my wife, and I can't take it anymore. That's the first time I try. I stop, I get out, and I try to WhatsApp this Brotherhood group, and I say, can anyone talk to me? I need help. Just talk to me. So one of the brother call me and say, what happened? Say, I can't take it already. My body was shaking and was very hot. So he say, just chill, you know, just talk to me. That's when I say, when this thing solved very smoothly and relaxed, I say, okay, so this is the tactic. So yeah, I'm gonna use it. Since then, slowly after I joined this group, I listened to my most of the brothers, right? Their problem is bigger than mine. You know, every time we share our problem, I have always talk to myself, say, oh, his problem is bigger than mine. Mine is just small. You know, if he can endure, why can't I? So time goes by, I learn how to get more relaxed.
It's amazing when you said that, you know, you called somebody, or you know, you WhatsApp the group and you were just calling out for help, and almost immediately someone responded and, you know, called you and was talking to you on the phone. I think that's really amazing. I think, wow, I think that really, in that sense, you know, was a lifesaver, if not for you, at least for your wife.
True.
Wow, this must be a very, very close, you know, close-knitted group. I think because you guys have gone through this journey together, even for a short while. How long was the program, by the way?
Nine months.
9 months, okay, yeah. Not a very short time, you know. So I can imagine all of you have gone through, because you've opened up your hearts to each other, you've been very honest and, you know, very vulnerable to each other. I think that's where the bonding took place. That's true. Amazing. Aren't you very happy to find a group like this?
Yeah, it's like a family. Yeah.
The other amazing thing is all men, right? Because true. People always think that men don't bond together, you know, they only play games and watch football. They don't talk heart to heart, but this group of men, yeah, very different. You guys, whenever you come together, you talk heart to heart.
I'm very remorseful for what has happened, and I definitely wish to change my life. I now have a 3-year-old son as well. So I think one of the biggest motivations for me to turn my life around is for my son. I mentioned earlier on that I'm a victim or product of family abuse. I grew up in a house where it was very common. I definitely do not want my son to go through what I went through as a kid. I've taken active steps to repair my relationship with my wife. Previously, you know, we had you know, a lot of arguments as well. But I've, you know, going through counseling, through the Brotherhood program, my relationship with my wife has significantly improved. And, you know, that's will only help my son, because he will grow up in a more normal environment, right? And he will not have to witness, you know, his parents arguing and, you know, fighting all the time. So I think that for me is the biggest motivation to change and turn around my life.
So you also did mention that you went through the program in Brotherhood. Maybe you can pick up one or two interesting example of what you do in the program, and how effective it has been. Yeah,
I think when I joined the Brotherhood program, it made me realize that I'm not alone in this journey of anger management and violence. There are a lot of other men out there who have the same challenges, who have been through a lot worse than I have. Some of them have, been in prison, come out of prison. They've changed their lives, turned around their lives. So it gave me a lot of, it's given me a lot of inspiration that, if they can do it, so can I. And the key learnings that I've picked up is, I'm not alone in this. This is something that a lot of men go through. Some wish to talk about it, some just keep it within themselves. But I think I would encourage a lot of people who have, similar issues to get help. And I think the Brotherhood program is definitely a good avenue for this.
Okay, so the name Brotherhood is really apt. That when you're there, you feel that you have someone who, or people who care about you, who are able to listen to you, maybe also don't judge you, because they themselves don't like to be judged. I think this is very important to in the process of change, that the environment also plays a part in guiding one another and trusting one another in that journey. We talk about men, and you did mention also that you had went through a lot of experience when you were young. So what is it about being a man? All right, maybe your own, what you feel strongly about as a man. We have to go over certain stereotype, what men should and shouldn't do. And by going over that stereotype, that it has led you to being a better person.
Yeah, I think, society doesn't really help when it comes to men and the stereotypes that men have are portrayed towards. For example, men shouldn't cry. Men should, keep everything within themselves. Men are, portrayed to be strong. They're, portrayed to be, the breadwinner, the backbone of the family. Whatever kind of stereotype, right? But what I've realized is, even with my own group of friends, close friends, whenever we meet, it's about sports, it's about work, it's about, other stuff. It's never about, what are the challenges we are facing with our families? What are the things that we can do to become a better person? It's only through the Brotherhood program that, people are open and discussing their challenges and issues related to family, related to work. The whole stereotype, with even when you're with a group of friends, it's like you never talk about your personal problems, your personal issues that we face, whether it's, issues with your kids, issues with your siblings, issues with your wife. Men are just expected not to talk about these issues, which I think plays a very dangerous, could be very dangerous for a lot of us, because the more we keep things inside us and the more we don't have anyone to talk about these issues to, we could just explode one day, and that explosion would not be good for the person on the other receiving end.
If there is a message that you would like other men, whether they are married, not married, whether they are fathers or not, what is a message that you would like to share with them, coming out of this experience that you have? Let's begin with Firdaus.
It's not too late to change. You're not alone. Yeah, seek help as soon as possible.
As soon as possible. But I'm sure there will be some resistance, right? Some hesitation. Was there any hesitation that you experienced?
When my first marriage, I seek help, then this counseling for me is like, it's not for me. It's just like a angel and devil talk. When they they judge you, when they talk to you, when they tell you what to do, and then you just listen. But this group is different. This brotherhood is different. We just feel we are equal. We are in the same table.
How about you, Suresh? What is the message that you like to share with other men at other fathers?
I think similar to Firdaus, I think my message would be to get help as soon as possible. You know, sometimes the situation is such that we don't even know that we need help. You know, and that can pose, or we think that we are okay. We think that we don't need anyone's help. And I was one of those kind of individuals where I thought, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, this person did this, so I reacted that way. You know, there's nothing wrong with me. My actions are justified. You know, I was very against going for counseling, you know, seeing a therapist. I didn't believe in therapy. I didn't believe in getting help. But as I said earlier in my sharing, you know, there was this trigger point that, you know, I woke up one day and I realized that, hey, if I don't do something, you know, it's going to get worse and I might end up behind bars one day. You know, so my advice to a lot of men out there is don't delay. You know, whether you see a therapist, you get counseling, or whether you reach out to the Brotherhood program or something similar, a men's support group, you know, getting some form of support, I think, would be extremely crucial.
You know, I think some men would say to themselves, or would be saying to, you know, in response, okay, I do have some problems, but I think I can handle it myself. What would you say to that?
I also thought the same way. And, you know, I always said that I can handle it myself. I have one argument with my wife, you know, things explode. I'll tell myself, I'll do better the next time. And when the next time happens, it becomes worse. It just, you know, it just spirals down. It never spirals up. I'm talking personally, my experience. It always spirals down. The next interaction becomes worse. So I think it would be challenging and I would encourage, you know, men to seek help, whether it's through a professional therapist or something like the Brotherhood program.
Okay, I think it's very obvious that, the question is why we call this series Transform series, right? And we talk about the word change a lot. So maybe just a sharing of an importance for us to understand between the change and transformation. So when we talk about change, of course, we need to really know who we are, you know, and therefore move forward to another state, okay, and improve and change who we are, for example. And you have to go through certain programs at what you are doing you know, and then reconstruct or make sure that things are done in a different way this time. Okay, so if we choose change, for example, we talking about an upgraded version of our past, you know, who we are. But I think transformation is different. So if you imagine, right, a popular analogy is the transformation of a caterpillar to a butterfly. It's a totally different different thing. One cannot fly and one can fly, you know, and the things they eat also are different. Okay, so transformation, on the other hand, okay, is a different, quite different concept. It's a larger concept. It's about reinventing yourself, how do you do things. So it means that if we choose transformation, we must free ourselves from whatever constraints of the past that we have, you know. So the realization that we are no longer affected by our past. So just now the two brothers talk a lot about what happened in their past. And I saw that they have gone beyond not wanting to go back again to that past. Whatever past they have, be it internal, external, environment, they're not going to go back with that. All right. And I think that decision has to be done from the internal and conviction. All right. So you're talking about entirely designing until a new future. All right. And creative way of doing things. So if you've been doing things the same way over and over again, you don't expect the different result. So definitely what you have been doing, what you've described so far, Firdaus and Suresh, I see that you are, if you have not transformed yet, you are definitely right on the path of transformation. And I wish you all the best. And I hope that not only you two, but many, many other men, all right, see you as examples, as models, that it is possible for us to not only change but transform ourselves to a new person, right? So congratulations to both of you for sharing, to having the courage to share, right? Not many men, especially I can tell you, are ready to reveal themselves, the vulnerable aspect of themselves. Okay, and you have spoken so genuinely, so sincerely, and I hope it has benefited not only me and also others who are listening. Yeah,
that's right. I totally agree. So thank you to you, Firdaus and Suresh, for sharing your story, and all the best to you.